You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
Triangle Tire, Tires for Life presents Dave's Corner Garage. The following is a paid program. Opinions on the show are always expressed with a certain joie de vivre. Please consult a doctor before listening, as laughter can be infectious. Buckle in, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car query? Call now, 416-360-0740, or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Yeehaw!
Okay. Here we go.
You had to get that out. That was good.
I did. I practiced. That was an extra long one, too, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, that was good.
Now that I don't have the C word thingy anymore, my breathing is a little bit better.
Your voice is back.
Yes.
You're looking good.
Thank you. Looking good. You are looking amazing. You don't have the driving suit on today.
No, my bespoke driving suit is with the race car right now, so we're gonna leave that there. Yeah, it's a beautiful Saturday, and joining us in studio are Paul Tremere and Byron St. Jacques from Princess Auto. So thanks for joining us, guys.
Awesome. You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
They were going to go to the inauguration. It's in England, actually. The prince will now become the king, but they said, no, you got to do the show today. Forget about those.
That's a long way to go.
Yeah.
It's a long way to go. It's easier coming to Toronto, I think.
Well, they'll tell the real story. It's really not about the prince or the monarchy at all.
I'm not even paying attention.
They told me they give the customers royal treatment.
That's true.
So there you go.
That's true.
So there's a whole monarchy connection.
Yeah, this is my kind of monarchy, not the one from England.
You're talking about anarchy.
No, not anarchy.
All right, what do we got today? Well, we got them, of course.
Yes.
We're talking about, because they're relatively new to Ontario. I mean, how long you guys been in Ontario?
1980s.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
But not in the city. I mean, I don't remember even hearing about you guys. Don't criticize your advertising department, but maybe only until about 10 years ago.
Yeah, we had a store in Mississauga in, I'm going to say, 85, 87.
Okay.
Time, and it was a small little store at Dixie and Eglinton. And today it's far better than that.
Yeah, and I guess at the time it was word by mouth, but I get your flyers every week in the mail, so I can't. And my brother lives there. It's the best store. Like if you're the kind of guy who gets your hands dirty, that's where you want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. My friends who work on their cars rave about Princess Auto.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm smart enough to not work on my own cars.
And as a matter of fact, we're going to talk about it. You don't just need to be a car guy to go to Princess Auto. They've got all kinds of stuff. They've got a garden section. You can buy lawnmowers. By, of course, your power tools and cleaning products. So if you've got a question specifically about Princess Auto, about what they've got online, what's on sale, what they're able to help you with, give us a call, 416-360-0740. Again, 416-360-0740. Or toll free if you're out in the burbs, 1-866-740-4740. Carlos will answer your call, and he's going to screen him. So if your car won't start, that's not the kind of car we want today.
No.
If you want to buy booster cables. I don't know if you guys sell booster cables.
Yes.
We got those.
Okay, there you go.
Go to Princess Auto. They'll help you sort out your problems.
Speaking of cables and boosters and electrical stuff.
Yeah, we've got an EV conversation again. And when I was calling in from California a couple weeks ago, I was sitting within... about 20 meters of this lovely AMG Electric that I was driving. And that was a lot of fun. So that goes on my YouTube channel tomorrow. But we've got Kara Clareman from Plug and Drive. And Plug and Drive is an interesting organization because they're there to educate consumers about EVs because there's so much to know.
Yeah, I know. People come in with, to my shop, they're driving gas cars, obviously, and they're going, So what do you know about electric cars? Can you fix them yet? Should I buy one? I mean, there's a million questions, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's true. I mean, I was just watching a show last night, and here there was this big, flashy Cadillac commercial. It was,
yes.
But they're just going to be doing electric. That's where we're going.
Yeah, they're transitioning to EVs, as is almost everybody. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, it's unavoidable. I will say that AMG that I was driving was lovely to drive, like 700 horsepower.
Wow, that's nuts.
Yeah, it was good. It was good and bad. I didn't go to jail, but it was lovely to drive.
It's a good thing you know Sean.
Well, I don't think he can help me in Southern California.
Oh, true.
I hand them my phone and say, hey, talk to my friend, the Toronto cop. He can steer you the right way if I'm speeding.
Well, no, actually, you know what? Because we had to do one of those because my wife had an accident, and I'm not saying anything more. But they said, well, here's how you do it. I mean, and you could do that in any jurisdiction, I think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you want to go up before the court case starts and talk to the guy there behind the bench and say, can we talk for a minute? You know, and they're usually pretty good.
Yeah, a lot of places in the United States you can kind of do that.
Sir, go sit down. Otherwise, we're going to call the bailiff. All right, we're going to take a break. And again, the phone numbers in the studio are 416-360-0740. If you got a question, make sure it's pertinent to the guys at Princess, because they're here to answer them. Brian?
That's it. We're going to break, and we'll be right back with Paul Tremere and Byron St-Jacques from Princess Auto. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with my pal Alan Gelman from Glen Allen Motors, of course. And we're joined in studio by Paul Tremere and Byron St-Jacques from Princess Auto. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Awesome.
Thanks
welcome.
For having us.
Thanks for having us, yeah.
All right, so there's probably people that know more than I do out there about Princess Auto, but let's just do a quick recap. Where did you guys start and when?
Yeah, I know you have a really awesome story. We're actually celebrating 90 years.
90?
This year, yeah.
Oh,
1933.
Wow.
So the biggest question we usually get is, why are we called Princess Auto if you don't sell car parts? So let me tell you, it was originally it was called Princess Auto Wrecking. It's on Princess Street in Winnipeg.
There you go.
And back then, 1933, the business was established. And really, our story kind of started in 1942. So a gentleman by the name of Harvey Tallman, he was a truck driver. And he ended up selling his blue international flatbed work truck and used that money to buy the Princess Auto Wrecking. And that's... That's what it was for so many years.
So you're not in the wrecking business anymore.
Not in the wrecking business anymore, but, pretty cool. It was after the war. Harvey got into purchasing all kinds of surplus goods, anything from Jeeps to aircraft parts and, ended up making and building wagons and selling that, taking things like, aircraft alternators and making generators out of them. So he bought all these products and put them all into a catalog and shipped this catalog from coast to coast. And through the 50s and 60s, Princess Auto was a mail order business.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, our roots has been in the farming and agriculture, but really just anybody who loves to tinker and build things, make things, break things, and figure out how it works, right?
Absolutely.
In 1977, we opened our very first retail store, and that was in Edmonton. And today, it continues to be our largest store, and in size and volume, and then the retail story started. So today we have
53 stores.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
From coast to coast, Victoria all the way to St. John's, Newfoundland, and about 20 stores in Ontario. And around here, you would see a store in Mississauga, Scarborough, Markham, Hamilton, Whitby, and we just opened a couple stores. And a lot of our growth recently has been in Quebec. We just opened a store in Chicoutimi, Sault Ste. Marie,
That's right.
And another one opening up in Abbotsford, BC, in the summertime.
Wow!
So, yeah.
Now you have a full range of products and areas. I mean, it's called Princess Auto, but you go way beyond auto. So, for example, I mean, you have seasonal products, you have garden stuff. People want a lawnmower.
A lawnmower.
There you go.
Yes.
Rain fart, sorry. Yeah. You have those.
Yeah, I would say we might be the only place you can come in and buy a hydraulic valve for your tractor and a charger for your cell phone.
That's correct.
Right? yeah. No, absolutely. We have hydraulics, drive components, engines, pulleys and belts and bearings and, you know, everything from hand tools to power tools, pressure washers, air compressors, air tools, shop equipment, lifting equipment. So just, you know, imagine what you need in your garage. You know, we've got... We probably got you covered.
Yeah, you can even go outside. We got an excavator, and, you know, post hole diggers. We got, there's lots of great stuff that you can get to do your indoor and outdoor projects for sure.
Anybody ever tear up the asphalt wanting to see how it works?
Not that I'm aware of. I'll keep you posted.
Now, you might see markings on the pavement from us going out there testing 4,000 PSI pressure washers.
Right.
It's one thing to try to explain what that power feels like. It's not a thing to go out and try it. So
kidding. That's serious.
I only wanted to wash my car, not the paint off of
it. No, we gotta be careful there. The right tool for the right job is very important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you pride yourself in having that expertise, eh? Like, do you have like a lot of the people that work in the store, are they people who have been in the trades at all?
We have quite a wide range. You know, when I started, it's been 28 years with Princess Auto. And, you know, when I started, I really didn't know anything about tools and equipment and that sort of thing. Now, hang around my dad, he was handy, and you pick up a bunch of things. But you know what? We actually learned so much from our customers coming in, learning about the projects, learning about the things that they're doing and trying to figure it out. And, you know, that's where some of us learn. We actually also have, very knowledgeable hydraulic trained mobile hydraulic technicians in some of our stores. And we have, we have also people that we've hired that have been semi-retired and been in the trades and, race car drivers, coming in and helping out.
Well, I can tell you with running a race team, like there's endless amounts of tools that you need, endless, and a lot of it ends up being consumable anyway. Like it's gonna, it's gonna go missing, it's gonna get destroyed, whatever the case. Racing is really hard on tools and equipment.
Yeah,
absolutely. And the guys, we're always there to help them, right? We spend a lot of time with our service piece and making sure that. If they need help finding the part and getting the right part for the job, we're there to help.
Byron, I heard the first week on the job you were still looking for a left-handed screwdriver.
Yeah, I'm still looking for it. I haven't quite found it yet.
I bet you can find
it. It's going to be there somewhere. I know it.
It's located right beside the striped paint.
There you go.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage and Comedy Show, and we're going to be back with you right after these messages.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman and Paul Tremere and Byron St. Jacques from Princess Auto. Thanks for joining us, guys. If anybody has a question about Princess Auto, please give us a ring, 416-360-0740 or toll-free 1-866-740-4740. We welcome your questions. Now, we talked about stripe paint and left-handed screwdrivers. As I said on the break, when I was racing years ago, we came up with a brand, and it was a lot of fun. And we named it after our team manager. It was called Myers Muffler Bearings.
Now, how often do you have to lubricate those?
That was beyond me. I don't work on the cars.
And do you have high temp grease because you need
really high temp grease for muffler bearings for sure.
Now, for example, now you sell small parts too. So let's say, it's now I'm going to have to cut the grass one of these days, and I've pulled the cord 14 times because they didn't winterize it properly, and now the cord's ripped out in my hand. You have repair kits for those?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
Pull handles, a string, anything you need there. Probably even recoils.
Okay.
You need a whole recoil and. Yeah, anything like that, we're happy to help.
And you sell chemicals and stuff too, so you probably got Quick Start.
Seafoam, anything from the WD-40s to grease we're talking about. Yeah, all that stuff.
I got a buddy, lives up in Jackson's Point, as a matter of fact. His name is Joe, and his whole life is surrounded by duct tape and WD-40. I mean, those are really the two things that you need in life, right?
Yeah, some people believe that's all they need, right?
Well that's right. And you can spray that stuff anywhere, yeah.
Well, you know, if you want it to move and it doesn't move, use WD-40.
Yes.
If it moves and you don't want it to move, you can use duct tape.
And you have it a number of different sizes and colors, too, I bet.
Right.
That's right.
Well, with the racing, we got like bins of all this stuff. And we have this high-grade racing stuff, but it's, you know, who doesn't use duct tape? I mean, it's kind of important.
Yeah. I didn't know, though, that there's that big a difference between duct tapes, though. As a matter of fact, when I used to go to Most Bar, I think they called it 100-mile-an-hour tape.
Could be. There's various brands and racing, like there's racers tape and all this, but we have sheets of it as well.
Okay.
So for example, if the bodywork gets wrecked, we can throw a sheet of
like
this.
A whole sheet of
vinyl.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild stuff.
So what's Bear Bond, do you know?
No,
I hear them use that term
in NASCAR
all the time.
I bet you somebody I know knows. I don't know.
It looked like that same stuff, like a big sheet of something that's adhesive on the back, mm-hmm. and they just throw it on, you know.
I have no idea.
Except that sometimes it comes off, and then they go to yellow flag to race because there's a big piece of something flying around.
Turning away.
Yeah.
Now, you guys have lots of tools for working on cars. And, of course, I have to ask, like, do you have an abundance of 10-millimeter sockets? Because that's the one everybody loses.
Yeah, we keep those around for those that lose theirs. Yeah, absolutely. They can come in and we'll help them find them for sure. Now, it is a popular one to lose. It absolutely is. So, yeah.
You know, we talk about our customer. We call our customer a guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's probably got about four sets of tools. Mm-hmm. A really good one that he uses.
Yeah.
And another one that's probably in the truck or in case... you know, he might lose it. And then another one that he lends out to his buddies, right?
Exactly.
So we've got a glove box full of 10-mil wrenches.
So you actually have different, well, obviously different brands, but different price levels for that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you're not a professional mechanic doing it for a living, you don't need to spend $100 on a 10-millimeter socket. You know, you probably can buy a whole set of wrenches and sockets for that kind of dough, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a couple of house brands. One is PowerFist, which would be the do-it-yourselfer.
Right.
You know, the guy in the shop at home. And then we have a ProPoint line, mm-hmm. which would be just a better quality tool. And definitely professionals would.
And you said you offer warranty on that stuff,
oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The warranty is come and see us, and we'll take care of you.
Yeah, it's that easy.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not unless you lost it, right?
Well, that's kind of hard to do.
I don't know if we'll come help you find it, but maybe. You
know? We sell magnets, by the way.
We do. Yeah, we do. Absolutely. A whole aisle full.
Well, I did have a customer come once, and he said, I got a problem with my pressure washer. I said, well, what's the problem? Well, I was washing the deck off, and it just vibrated and fell into the lake.
So the problem was finding it now.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's at the end of the hose.
We might have a grapple hook for you. Yeah, let's take a look.
It's at the end of the hose.
That's right.
Just pull it. Yeah. It's easy.
Yeah. But so you sell stuff like that. I mean, for example, you know, some guy, he's retired and he's looking to save money, he wants to fix his own car. What have you got, you know, at your store that can help me fix my car and do some regular, regular maintenance on it?
Yeah, we'll start with just the shop equipment. So floor jacks and jack stands.
Okay.
You know, we have engine stands and...
Oh, really?
Yep.
Creepers,
shop cranes,
yeah.
Creepers.
Creepers. Toolbox, yeah. If you just need to put it all away first.
Oh, full line.
You know,
okay.
You know where to find stuff.
Of course.
Well, it's only when your kid didn't put it back, you know.
Right.
That's when you have the problem, or your neighbor. And what about ramps? You have ramps?
Yep. We got the ramps you drive the front of your car onto. We've mm-hmm. got loading ramps. You know, our customers also works hard and plays hard. So snowmobiles, ATVs, garden equipment, you got to get up in the back of your truck. We've got those ramps as well.
And, so you do, for example, for snowmobiles and boat stuff, you carry stuff for those trailers and that stuff as well?
Yep. Yeah, everything from, I would say trailer building and fixing would be just a cornerstone for us. So
mm-hmm.
everything from the lights to the jacks, the tires, to the
wheels,
axles,
yeah.
springs,
yep.
hubs, wheels, yeah. bearings.
Yeah, I guess for many years, the lighting business for trailers was a great business to be in because...
Oh, for sure.
Because, well, Buddy always backed the lights right into the lake, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, you know, for me, I've been renting boats for years.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, sometimes they'll deliver it to me, most of the time not. So I got to pick it up, and it's a rental trailer. It's going in the water. Of course it is.
Yeah.
And sometimes, depending on the launch, it's going really deep in the water.
Yep.
Yeah, because invariably, you know, next season, it's like, I don't know why, but the lights ain't working.
The lights aren't working.
The lights aren't working. And,
well, they can come see us for that, too. We'll help them get their lights fixed.
Well, except the lighting people, I don't know why they did it. They actually make waterproof lights now, eh? So,
shocker.
Yeah. And then, I think, and a lot of that stuff is LED, too, eh? So the water really doesn't affect it all that much. Except if you don't put the plug back on the receptacle beside the boat trailer, okay? It's like, I plugged it in, but it don't work. What do I need? I told you, you're supposed to cover it up beforehand, buddy. Anyways, this is Dave's Corner Garage. We're going to take a quick break. And by all means, if you want to give us a call, 416-360-0740. Make it a ridiculous question for these princess guys. Let's see if we can stump them. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max with Alan Gelman, of course, and we have our guests Paul Tremere and Byron St. Jacques from Princess Auto. And one of the things that, you know, paying attention, you guys are a service-driven business. Even though you sell lots of stuff, it's all about service at Princess Auto.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it starts right from the minute, you know, people enter our stores. You know, we always have somebody there to make sure they're welcomed and greeted. And we always have somebody there to answer the questions right away. You know, where can I find? What aisle is this in? Not only can we point them in the right direction, but we can take them there too and make sure that they find the right part. So just really important to us right from the beginning, right, to make sure that we're servicing the customers in the best way we can. For sure. And not only through that, but through the store, the time they're in the store as well. And even afterwards, like I said, if they have problems with the equipment or they have any concerns, they can, you know, always come back to us. We want to make sure they're satisfied, right? If they're not, we want to help them out.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially so. I mean, you know, for example, somebody comes in and they're novice at a hydraulic kind of thing. Now, you said some of the guys in the stores are pretty good in terms of having that experience. But I'm sure you could probably point them to a guy down the road who knows way more and who may be able to help you out, eh?
Oh, absolutely. I would say what's awesome experience in our stores is it's one customer helping another customer. It's just, just seems to be a place that you can hang out a little bit and you learn a little bit and fix your project, help someone else with theirs.
But we offer coffee just for that whole reason, right? They can come in, grab a coffee, and they can hang out with other customers and talk about their projects and the things that they're working on. And oftentimes, like Paul said, that they're solving, their own, I would say problems, but they're solving their own ideas or working together on ideas to get to a solution, which is pretty incredible to watch them do that.
And that's so cool to have that kind of community based around and stores. And I'm not surprised, with a lot of like-minded customers looking for these solutions, it's only natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. They seem to gravitate, especially you can see with the guys with their coffee, right? They're going to be with us for a while as they're in the store, but we welcome that and we encourage them to really come spend some time with us at Princess Auto. It's, there's a lot of great things to check out.
You have like a husband couch area?
Not yet, but we're working on it. We're going to make sure we get that into the right hands at our imagination hub there. We'll try it out for you.
That's the one thing I always liked about shopping in the States. You know, my wife would drag me along, and I said, I don't go to a mall here. Like, why would I go there? But, well, yeah. You have to go. But at least they had a custom, a husband section, eh?
Yeah, that's true. That's
yeah,
true.
Most our husband section is the whole store,
and actually,
the wives and partners are they shop too. We got lots in surplus for them to look at. Like we said earlier, from car chargers to you name it, we got tons of great stuff.
Lots of stuff for home, like outdoor stuff and all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, they don't need to sit too much yet, but we will work on that.
Now you guys buy ends of lines. You have a whole clearance section too, eh?
Yeah, sir. I was to mention, at the end of the war, we bought surplus. We continue to buy surplus today. Mm-hmm. And again, anything. It's always it's a bit of a mystery for the stores because you don't always know what's coming in. But it's fun that way. And I would just say for the customers coming in, it's a bit of a treasure hunt that we hear. And definitely there's, five, six, seven aisles in our stores that would be factory run-ons, leftovers and end cuts, that kind of stuff, and anything from more tools there to dog toys as well.
Yeah. I was going to say, though, while you're talking about your sort of sale or clearance stuff, on April 22nd, we're actually going to have we have a big event coming, our scratch and dent sale, on Saturday the 22nd. So lots of customers love that event for us. Come and get some stuff that we can get at a good price and a good deal, and it's a full day event for all the stores. So if they got time, come check us out on the 22nd as well.
I'm gonna bring my mom's car down. It's got tons of scratches and dents in it.
Yeah, okay.
We're trying to tell her to be more careful.
We're just gonna get a good price for it. Beware.
Now, you guys have a catalog coming out. The 23 catalog's coming out soon.
Yeah, that's gonna be launched on April 25th. And again, that's a free catalog. We put one out every year, gives you a full selection, a full view of all we have available to you, our customers. They love that book. If we can't find it in the store, we can always look through the book and in the catalog and find what they need. So, yeah, we're excited to get that 2023 book out on the 25th. Sorry.
And the inside paper is quite soft. So if you happen to be the Johnny on the spot and run out, it works amazing. Eh?
How'd you know that, Al?
As a matter of fact, funny story. Years ago when I was in Mexico, they insist, they don't want you to put it down the toilet. They say to put it in the bucket. And I'm looking in the bucket, and it was all these cartoons. And I thought, what are you doing? That whatever it takes,
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a new one for me.
But you do sell cleaning products and whatnot as well? I mean, because certainly as mechanics, we know our hands are dirty, but our clothes too.
Yeah, cleaning products, rags. We have a full selection of stuff that guys
would
need.
Those
absorbent,
big...
if we have an oil spill, we got that.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah. And do you sell excuses for, people want to explain to their wife how to ruin something?
A little book of excuses.
A book of excuses.
get a jail-free card? Is that what we're looking for here?
I might write that one down.
That's not a bad thing, have it by the cash.
There, okay.
Yeah, a little book of excuses.
The other things we sell, we sell compressors. We sell all the, all the air tools that you need to go with that as well. I mean, there's an endless, array of products that, in the last couple of years since I've worked there, every day I go, we sell that here too? Oh, wow, that's, there's just so much that's always coming in that I think surprises everybody. And that's what makes people come, like you said earlier, and spend some time in the store and check us out. And maybe they're there for an hour or two hanging out.
Well, I would be the guy there learning because I don't trust myself to work on cars.
That's okay. We got those guys too. They got to learn. We got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
A question. After the break, we're going to be talking to Kara Clareman from president of Plug and Drive. The world's going electric. Do you guys have electric tools there too, like battery powered stuff?
Yeah, we'd have a power tool line that has 20 volt battery selection and
electric lawnmowers.
We have electric lawnmowers. A line that has interchangeable batteries for your trimmer and chainsaw, pole saw.
Have you used any of those? I kind of wondered myself. I saw a commercial for, I guess, Ryobi. It's showing, all the professional landscapers now are using these battery-powered devices.
Yeah.
And I kind of wondered how long do they actually work between top-ups there?
Yeah, it's the way the industry is going now. We still have a lot of the gas-powered equipment, and maybe it hasn't, has the electric line come as far as the gas powered line? Not sure.
No, it'll take time, obviously. Yeah. But you do have some of that product in the store.
Yeah. And the feedback we got on the line that we just tried is actually been very positive. The battery time is good. Obviously, the cost of those things are a bit more these days. As we're evolving out of you know, gas into, you know, to electric tools. But as far as their quality and the way they work, it's been very positive. Yeah,
I think the big bonus there is because my neighbors know I fix cars for a living, so periodically they'll walk by with a lawnmower or a snowblower and go, "Could you fix this up for me?" And I'm going, "Well, I don't know a whole lot about those." "Well, it's just like a car." "No, it's not like a car." and I, you know, we don't do a lot of two-stroke cars. They don't make them anymore. So people are lousy at doing maintenance. Certainly people in the city, you know, if they never learn that you got to take care of it, they don't do any. The bonus with the electric stuff is it's probably more of a no-brainer, eh? I mean, you know, you got to charge up the battery, but there's not a whole lot of other maintenance that it needs, right?
Yeah. There's no choke to pull. There's no string to pull on. Right.
Yep.
You know, no gas to go skunky. Right? You know. Yep. You call that gasoline? Smells like shoe polish there. You expect your car to start? That engine to start on it?
Mm-mm.
Ain't gonna happen.
Mm-mm.
So I think for the general consumer, that the electric stuff is probably going to be a better way to go. And you spent time in California, eh?
Everything is electric there.
Yeah, apparently that stuff is illegal, like two-stroke engines of any kind.
Yeah, a friend of mine down there was telling me he works for the local county,
mm-hmm.
and they can only use electric tools.
Yes.
In his job, in his department.
Yeah, I heard about it years ago. They said you couldn't get gas weed blowers. No more.
Nope, nope, not at all.
Wow.
Yeah, California's a special place.
All right, we'll be back. Actually, we're going electric, as we said earlier. Kara Klairman will be on the line. She's president of Plug and Drive, and she's going to try to take the fear and intrepidation out of you maybe thinking about and actually getting an electric vehicle. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman and, of course, Paul Tremere and Byron St. Jacques from Princess Auto in studio, but joining us on the phone is Kara Klairman from Plug and Drive. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
So let's make it clear here. You part of the Plug and Drive, of course, which is a nonprofit organization, right?
That's right. We're out there trying to help consumers understand the benefits of electric cars.
Exactly. So you don't work for GM, you don't work for Tesla,
no,
you don't work for any of those companies.
No, we just believe that the rising tide will float all the boats, so we are agnostic on the brand of car.
Okay, and you've been doing this for a long time.
Right, we've been at it for 12 years.
So the first one was what, the Leaf?
We had the Nissan Leaf in 2011, and there was an iMEV at that time, and then the Tesla Roadster. So in the early days, yeah, there were only a couple of vehicles.
And now that's completely changed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's actually available in Canada today. There's about 60
mm-hmm.
makes and models, and by this time next year, there'll be over 100.
Yeah, yep. That doesn't surprise. And it's almost every category in the traditional automotive markets now being covered by
right,
EVs.
Right.
I'm not so sure about this, you know, the high-performance sports cars I like to drive, but there are certainly some high-performance EVs. But trucks are available. I have scheduled soon the F-150 Lightning to test.
We just had it at a test drive event. Super popular, amazing vehicle.
And, you know, with EVs, Kara, I'm preaching to the choir, but there's so much to learn about transitioning from an internal combustion engine car to an EV, and Plug and Drive is there to help car buyers.
That's right. I mean, what we find is that people have concerns because it's new. Of course, they don't, you know, they're not used to it, and we just help the consumer be more comfortable and realize actually that they could do it.
Yeah, it's really not that difficult to live with one day to day. When I test drive these cars, I don't change anything that I do. I do have a level 2 charger at home, so it charges anything overnight, no problem. And as a regular EV driver, I know where the level 3, the fast chargers are on the road, so I can plan ahead, stop, get a charge, and move on with my day.
Right. I mean, now there's of course an app for that, and very easy to find them. People imagine that this is difficult. But for the most part, the infrastructure is really grown, and all that is becoming easier and easier every day.
So, question: for the most part, do you tell people that they absolutely should put their own charging station in?
Well, if you live in a single-family home, or a townhouse, or even a house with a parking pad, then of course that's the great option. I mean, it's just like installing a dryer plug. It's nothing too fancy. So we do, if you're buying a vehicle that's, let's say, you know, like a Chevy Bolt or a Kona or anything sort of 300, 400, 500 kilometer range, a level 1 or 110 outlet's just going to be too slow. But if, for example, you've got a plug-in hybrid, like a Prius Prime or a Ford C-Max or something like that, I mean, actually a 110 outlet is perfectly good, and then you actually don't even really need the level 2 charger.
And the way most people use the cars, certainly in the city, with a plug-in hybrid, you can drive most of the time on EV and never have to run the gasoline engine. Yeah.
I mean, a 110 outlet is perfectly fine, depending on how much you drive. If you only drive 20, 30, 40 kilometers a day, you're going to be fine with a 110 outlet. And so we always say, look, don't get something you don't need. But for most of us, if you drive, let's say, 100 kilometers a day, then, you know, the level 2 charger really is a fantastic investment.
But at the same time, I mean, 80% of the people out there driving don't even drive that far, right?
No. No, the stats will tell you, StatsCan will tell us that 80% of Canadians drive 50 kilometers or less a day. And so these cars actually, even the low-range vehicles, can meet most of our needs. The issue for people is, well, what if I want to do a long trip? And I try to remind people, hey, if that's just once or twice a year, you shouldn't choose your car based on that one trip a year. Choose the car based on the 99% of your trips. And for that one trip a year, you might be able to do it, but if you can't, no big deal. Rent a car, do something else.
No, exactly. I have a friend, John, up at, forgot the name of the place. He'll hate me. He would always say, you know, you only tow your boat to the cottage twice a year. So
exactly.
Right.
You don't need a pickup truck for 365 days. You only need it two. So get a car, you know, and then borrow Buddy's pickup truck, or even if you had to rent one, no biggie.
No biggie. And so many families in Canada in particular have two cars. And so, you know, if you have big concerns about a long trip, so you know, the EV is your commuter car, it's the car you're driving, you know, around town, and then for that one trip or two trips a year, you got the gas vehicle for that if you're concerned.
Perfect.
And Kara, if a family's coming to you considering buying an EV and replacing an internal combustion engine car, where do you start with them in that process?
Well, you know, every family's different. So we usually try to just talk to them about their lifestyle, their budget, try to see, you know, do they have a place where they could put in a charger or not? You know, a lot of people in the GTA live in a multi-unit residential building. And in that case, you know, it is a little bit more difficult. And so we try to, you know, meet people where they are, you know, try to help them with their situation. And then, of course, we give them the all-important test drive. And all our data shows that the test drive is key. And we have a whole fleet of different makes and models of cars available to drive. So once we understand someone's budget, how many seats they need, all that, we can help them decide which cars to drive.
Well, they certainly are fast. I mean, I've never been disappointed in one.
We sometimes forget to talk about the fun. And, you know, EVs are like, you save money, right? Electricity is about one-fifth the price of gas, so super good savings. Great for the environment, about 90% emission reduction here in Ontario. But we forget to talk about that super fun, you know, the pickup and, you know, quiet. And all those good things that actually make them cars that car buffs really love.
You know, that's the thing. Some of the fun cars are starting to come out. There's a few that I like already, but I think, you know, for driving enthusiasts, especially, you know, crazy drivers like me, they're starting to come out. This AMG I was testing in California, lovely electric car, but incredibly quick, handled exceptionally well, and then, you know, on the freeway, it's incredibly quiet. It rides really well. It's just a completely different experience.
It's funny because we start to hear from folks saying, well, I'm really into my car stereo. And that's something I hadn't really thought about. It's like with the car so quiet, you can really hear your music well.
This is a Mercedes AMG. They have, you know, at the higher end, they have these high end sound systems. And in this car, it was incredible. It was a completely different experience from the other cars I was testing.
Sure.
All right, Kara, how do people make arrangements to go for test drives?
Well, they can go to our website, plugandrive.ca, and they can go to a list of events. We actually do events all over Ontario and across Canada, and so you can find an event near you. But if you are in the Greater Toronto area, you can book an appointment at our center, which is in Vaughan, and it's very easy. Just click and book it online.
And is there any cost?
No, of course not. It's free.
Oh, good.
That is fantastic.
We are all about helping the consumer. That's our role, and we'll find a vehicle that can fit your life.
And if somebody kind of thinks they like it but haven't quite decided, want a little longer ride, can you help them out with that as well?
Yeah, like we've partnered with an organization called the EV Network. Online, it's evnet.ca, and they rent EVs. And they also sell used EVs. So you can rent it for a week or two, see if it works for you. And if you love it, you can buy it.
Sounds great. But a quick question, though. I mean, somebody lives in a multi-level unit thingy, and they can't charge it there. What do they do?
Well, there's a few options. We do have, we will provide some support to see if you can get a plug in your spot.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not feasible, then you're relying on public charging. And then really, you just need to go to the PlugShare app and see if there's some good public charging near where you live so that you could manage it. I mean, if your workplace has charging, a lot of folks sort of do the reverse. You know, they charge while they're at work instead of at home.
Mm-hmm.
And that can work very well for some people. And then local public charging can work for others. So people do it. It is, of course, more convenient to be able to charge at home overnight and a little bit cheaper.
All right. So plugandrive.ca is the website.
That's it.
You got a phone number?
Sure, 647-717-6941.
All right, perfect. Thanks for taking the time out and filling us in. Appreciate you coming.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much for inviting me.
All right, Kara, take care. So if you're thinking about an electric car, hey, the price is right.
You get to try things for free and get a little bit of an education at the same time.
I didn't ask her if they had coffee.
They might.
Oh,
they might.
One way to find out.
Yeah.
Better get on your horse
and
get there.
Drive it down to Princess Auto. We have coffee. There you go.
Perfect. Princess Auto Coffee. Is that a special blend that you guys make? Or let's put it this way. The price is right.
That's right.
Blue Truck Coffee.
Blue Truck. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman and Paul Tremere and Byron St. Jacques from Princess Auto. And we were talking on the break about your website, princessauto.com. And it's not just like a catalog. You can actually go there. If you're not near a store, you can actually buy some things.
Yeah, absolutely. You can come and check it out. All of our selection is available online. You can actually learn a little bit more about our history, which we talked about earlier today. So there's a lot of great information there. And like I said, and like you just said, if you can't get to a store, you're not near a store in the city, and but you need a part, we're there to help you there as well. So feel free to order online, and we'll get the parts out to you.
Now, is there one of those live answer people there, or they just hook you up to the store directly? I mean, let's say I got a question, right?
Yeah, you can call. We have a 1-800 number that actually goes to a call center, and
uh-huh.
they can probably answer any of the questions there. All of our stores, you know, just give a local store a call, and lots of team members there to help out.
That's great. And then ultimately, where is the stuff shipped from, the individual stores or main warehouse?
Yeah, all of our stores would ship directly from the store. So if you went online and ordered something, it most likely come from the store closest to you.
Yeah, because we talked about it. Because us city folk here, we didn't see them up until...
Yeah, recently. I mean, you know, when I go and travel, when I leave the city, that's when I see Princess Auto stores.
Yeah.
And,
well, you know what part of it is? The stores are so friggin' big, eh?
Well,
they're huge.
That's the thing. Yes.
You couldn't have one of them over here. It would cost too much money.
That would be something. And yeah. You know, I don't know, but, you know, Liberty Village residents, I don't think they're really looking for tools.
Yeah. Well, even when you're on the website, you can always do something called buy online and pick up in store, too. So
right.
You can always shop while you're there. And if you're going to be near the closest store to you, you can just come by and pick it up now that it's done and paid for.
Yeah, that kind of works for me, because every once in a while I do leave the city. I like leaving the city. There's some things I have to pick up. So
Says on the list here that you have personal care products.
Yeah, we do. In surplus, we have some items in there as well. Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
so you can buy a case. You can buy a case of TP there if you need it.
I don't think you're getting that kind of care.
No. Oh, okay. No. Well, it's that personal. That means they just take good care of you.
That's right.
Exactly.
Royal Service, I think they called it.
That's right.
All right, and we want to thank Kara, of course, Kara Klayman from Plug and Drive. If you're scared of driving an electric car, check them out. You can't go wrong. The price is right. They got cars there.
Yeah, you can test them out, learn a little bit about EVs.
And Brian, like Brian knows, they go like stink.
Yeah, they sure do.
All right, speaking of stink, something smells right. We better get out of here. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We want to thank you all for listening. Remember, guys and gals, drive safe, please. And we'll see you next week. Take care.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.